Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Powerful reviews for the VIP Christian from Abraham Joseph Ajenafuja. Expect to be challenged, transformed, and filled with expectation. You'll find inspiration, encouragement, and challenge on every page. Abraham said there is a gap in our gospel that is creating an environment of division. But deep down in the core of our being is a VIP light that wants to shine to bring the broken pieces together. Abraham was born in Nigeria, immigrated to the U.S. in 1984, married with six children, currently a graduate student in counseling at Liberty University. Abraham graduated from the University of the District of Columbia with a B.A. in accounting and later received the Certified Public Accountant in 1990. He found his passion for wellness, seeking the well-being of people, body, soul, and spirit, no matter the race, culture, color, language, gender, religion, age, or socioeconomic background. The VIP Christian is his maiden book, the first in a series consisting of the VIP Prayer, VIP Family, VIP Education, VIP Business, and the VIP Church. And Abraham Joseph Ajenafuja, author of the VIP Christian, our guest on This Week in America. Abraham, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Rick. I'm glad to be here.
Great to have you here. In the YouTube version, you'll see Abraham outside in the Washington, D.C. area enjoying spring there. It's a beautiful day there. We're inside. He's outside enjoying the sunshine. First of all, let's start with the inspiration, the motivation. Where did you get the inspiration to write this book that's making a difference in so many people's lives, The VIP Christian? Where did that come from?
Well, Rick, it was a process of development of what God was doing in my life since childhood. I did not plan to write a book as an author. I did not want to do this interview. I didn't know it was going to come up. But it began from childhood where I grew up in what you would call an aristocratic native African family, where wealth was defined in terms of education, the quality of education, the quality of the schools you went to, the subject you studied, the professions, your access to wealth and influence and affluence and opulence, you know, things like that. So as a young boy, introverted, of course, I admired those kind of, wealth outputs in life.
Oh, yes.
And I wanted to be like them. But it took me a long time to actually connect that wealth with how I felt inside, because there was a disconnect for me. I could not connect the wealth I saw on the outside to the wealth, the way I was feeling inside. There was a disconnect there. So I went in, did the education thing, graduation, college and degrees, but I didn't find any satisfaction in them. Okay. But, because I grew up in a Christian family, I had some, relics of what Christianity is, especially the music. I love the music. So God used that music when I came to the United States and visited this church, First Bible Church, where I went in Sunday school class and we're talking about the Lamb, and I did not know who the Lamb was,
Yes.
I studied Bible and things like that just to pass exam. I didn't know that, Jesus was the Lamb. But then I came close to the Sunday school teacher. How after the class is over, some students will come and gather around the teacher.
Oh, yes,
asking questions. So I was one of those, people back then. I will listen to what are they talking about? Who is this Lamb, And the passage was from Hebrews 9, chapter 9. And I came to understand, they were talking about Jesus. I said, wait a minute. I have heard that name before, but I didn't know it was a Lamb. Why did he? Anyway, God began to saturate my mind with questions about, Jesus.
Yes.
So the tradition in that church is that when you come to church as a visitor, they will come and visit you at home. And they came to our house to visit the EE. It's called the Evangelism Explosion. And they came to the house and they asked me two qualifying questions. One, are you sure if you die tonight, you go to heaven? I said, yes, of course. I've been a Christian all my life, Then the second question was this. What will you say to God? Why are you so sure that you go to heaven? I gave them, you know, complete, you know, how good a person I was, you know, gentle, kind, and all those things. And my friend, Gary Williams, who led the team to our house, listened very well. And he asked me, he said, what is the pronoun in all your response? I said, I. He said, I think we might have an eye problem here.
Very revealing, yes.
Exactly. So that led to the gospel presented to me right at that time that really humbled and broken me. Everything that I've been known to be success, degrees, education, you know, positions and all those things are just kind of gone. And I started embracing the idea of Jesus is God in human flesh, and he actually died for my sins. According to the scriptures, he was buried, and on the third day, he rose again from the dead, according to the scripture. That's the only reason I'm going to go to heaven. So, you know, Gary then enrolled me in the EE ministry of the church, and then I went out with him on Tuesdays, and I saw a lot of people like me who were in the church, but they have no saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. You know, so that was me becoming a Christian. And then after that, Rick, after that, God continued, you know, there was a discontent within me as well, because I still did not answer that question of, well, the value, how do you attach all these beautiful things that Christians do to a value? I still didn't get it, you know. I was searching for it. And one day, I came to that verse in 2 Corinthians 11, where Apostle Paul said, I die daily. I die daily. Oh, my. I connect them together. So it is when you die to self, then that life begins. So that was the beginning point for me, Rick, where I began to connect the Lamb of God. And because I grew up in a sacrificial society, we sacrifice goats, animals, chicken, whatever the native doctors prescribe for success in life. Maybe success in education, success in promotions in job, success in passing exam, success in getting married. Even after we have gone to church, right, we will still consult with locals, you know, gurus, and whatever they prescribe, we will go and do them. And I was involved in that. Animal sacrifices, blood and all those. You know, what we do, we sacrifice the animal. We bring it home inside the house. We cook it. We make a good stew out of it. Then we invite friends to come and celebrate with us. And so fast forward, when I came to know Jesus as Lamb of God and I die daily, it began to make sense to me that what we were attempting to do when I was young was actually trying to do what Jesus has already done. Rick, this is all over the world. People are trying to imitate the sacrificial death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So that began, that got to a new level. And then, you know, of course, in life, you know, I still had my human flesh, you know, where I broke and fell. I broke down, fell down, and each time God picked me up. And it got to a point, I said, wait a minute. I want to find a source of it. I've gone to the Bible. I love to do research, you know. I love to find the reason for things. So I dug in the Bible. I dug in there. And God took me all the way back to eternity. And throughout that journey, I saw God's vision here, God's vision there, God's intent. But I kept writing it down. I didn't want to write a book. I just kept writing things down. And then God brought things together. You know, I attended the book writing seminar. I was getting the impression that, you know, what you are learning is not for yourself. Let the world know about it. And so I wrote a book, that book called the VIP Christian. And, you know, here we are today, that God is, the VIP of God is not only scattered, but it takes the grace of God to really bring them together as VIP and to actually know, and this is a big one, actually know that God himself is the VIP. He is the VIP, and Jesus is the VIP Savior. So all those who want to be VIP in this world, okay, And this is putting notice to all the VIPs of this world. They have to know God through Jesus Christ to know the real VIP. So that's where my passion came from. That's where the inspiration came from. But it took a long journey from childhood to now.
All of that a foundation, and I can see the passion. With us on the program is the author of The VIP Christian, Abraham Joseph Igenefuja. And I'm going to spell that here in a second. The book's available at Amazon, the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on directly and get a copy of the book. The world today is engulfed in one crisis after another. It's hard to separate them. You pick up the paper and you get through 3-4 pages and a multitude of different crises going on around the world. What's your perspective on what is going on? When you watch the news at night, when you pick up even the front page of the paper, what are your thoughts, your perspective on what you're seeing?
Well, thank you, Rick. Well, you know, the VIP is a framework to explain anything happening in the world, because that's
yes.
God himself. You know, so when we understand and know God through Jesus Christ, VIP, we can understand those things. Those things are mysteries of God. Okay? And the way to understand that is to first know God, the eternal glory of God. In other words, the way that God continually expresses himself, okay, there's no gap in God's glory. God is always, always glorious in creation, in history, in the life of human beings. God made a promise himself, you know, to express the beauty of his glory in creation, because there was a time when there was nothing at all. The earth was void, you know, no life, no boundaries, were just an amorphous, dark, you know, space. Until God decided, eternal council of the Godhead, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, decided to create the world and express the beauty of their glory in creation. And that promise of God was backed by his word. And we know that God's word does not return void. And also backed by an oath that God made a promise and an oath to himself through Jesus Christ on our account, and that is to express the beauty of his glory from generation to generation. So the answer to your question is that it is because of the conflict between God's eternal glory and human glory, trying to self-glorify ourselves in opposition to God's eternal glory. You know, it's something that can be, so when that happens, there will be crisis. You know, God did not cause, especially in the time that we are today, God did not cause corona. You know, God is as self-existing, as self-sustaining, as self-determining, as self-accomplishing, as holy as God is. God intrinsically is holy and is love and holy. So God does not deserve for anyone to perish. Okay? But God uses our own, the work of our hand. He causes all things to work together to advance his glory. So when the agenda of leaders of this world, of economic policy, of health, of family, or any societal philosophy, when it conflicts with God's VIP, there will be crisis. There will be crisis, but God is also faithful toward all that, right? Because throughout our generations, God always raised someone up. Look at the Bible from beginning to end. God always raised someone up to speak on behalf of God. In other words, to bring people back in alignment with God's VIP so that his glory can continue to shine. So that's what is happening. It's a conflict. You see it in education, you see it in governing, you see it in relationship, you see it in business, you see it in governing, you see it in leadership. When there's conflict in all those areas with those VIP, there will be crisis.
With us on the program, and boy, the time is going by so quickly, is the author of The VIP Christian, Abraham Joseph Igenefuja, and I'm going to spell that now. Abraham, of course, A-B-R-A-H-A-M, and then Joseph. Igenefuja is A-J-E-N-I-F-U-J-A. The book's available the usual places. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and you can link on and get some information on the book there and order the book there as well. You know, there seems to be a missing link somewhere. We have lots of wealth. We've got good religious people in the world. But it seems like something is missing. What is missing, do you think?
Yes, Rick. You know, the back of the book says that there's a gap in our gospel.
Yes.
Okay. There's a gap in our gospel. You know, whether we are conservative Christians or liberal Christian or anything in between, you know, conservative, we can be so academic, you know, or so celebrative as liberals. Well, there's a gap in our gospel. Okay. If there's a problem in the world today and Christ has not come back, well, the solution to addressing the problem is in the footstep of the church. And I take it a step further. It's not just the church as an organization, but the Christian individual who have to, you know, work out their salvation, who has to craft and articulate their gospel according to God's VIP. Okay? Because there's a gap between God's vision and our vision, God's intent and our intent, God's purpose and our purpose. The world is that's the reason why the world is the way it is today. Okay? Because that gap, in that gap is all the wealth of the world just, you know, falling through the cracks. And instead of us wanting to know God and align ourselves with him, we create what I call the golden calves. Okay? You know, golden calves, that's creating something that is an amalgamation of philosophies of this world, you know, ideas okay, in yes. there, ideas in that, bring them together and create something like Aaron did in the Bible, you know, in that story in the Bible, you know. So we have a lot of golden calves. And added to that, Ray, there's a lot of wealth in this world, but that wealth is still 20% of the amount of wealth that can be recognized. You know, there's 8% of the wealth of this world that has not been realized at all. So you have 7 billion people on the face of the earth, okay, trying to get a piece of this 20% wealth. And that's where we have the conflict. We have the division, you know.
Okay,
you know,
we have
the division and class. You have this 99% and 1%. You have racism. No, it's not all about that. It's not all about that. It's called distraction. It's because we have not aligned ourselves with God's vision, God's intent, and God's purpose. That's why it looks like there's wealth in the world, but the world is still, you know, undervalued, underproducing, underperforming, you know, underachieving. You know, even among us Christians, it's happening there.
Yes.
So that's why the world is where it is, Rick.
We've got a few minutes left, and I got a couple more questions that I really want to ask. Oh, I got a lot more than that, but we're limited in time here. So I'll suggest you buy the book and get all the answers from the book. The book is very simple to remember, The VIP Christian, Vision, Intent, Purpose by Abraham Joseph Ajenafuja, our guest on the program. How do we begin to change course in the direction of the providence, as you mentioned? How do we do that? Where do we start?
Well, we have to begin by knowing God as VIP, okay? Because we have the problem that we have is called a value identity problem. It's a VIP problem. We need to align ourselves with God's vision, God's intent, and God's purpose. In other words, that means we have to dig into the Bible to know who we are, our own identity. Because if we don't know who we are, according to God's creative purpose, we are going to be tossed to and fro. So begin by knowing who we are, going to the Bible, and knowing that to know who we are is to know God through Jesus Christ. To know that we actually have Christ in our heart. To know that we are praying daily and asking God to reveal his purpose to us. To know that we can't do anything apart from him. Okay? To know that no matter how educated we are, no matter how, you know, strategic we are, no matter how we land, if we don't have the lamb with us, then, you know, it's just a matter of time when things are going to crumble. The lamb is what holds all things together. Jesus is the lamb of God, and he's loving, listen to the acronym, loving, accepting, making us holy and blameless. We can practice that, and we can also live it. We can believe it and so live it. So it is by aligning ourselves with God's VIP and stop creating golden calves. Create authentic value that's in alignment to who we are, Jesus Christ.
Boy, time going so fast. So much good information in this and in the book, even more, The VIP Christian. Just a couple minutes here, but I got to ask you, what's the role of the church today? How do you see the role of the church?
Well, the church needs to admit, accept, and believe that we are the lampstand of God in this generation, okay? Because Christ has not come yet. So we have this mandate of the Great Commission that Christ has given us, and to do it through the Great Commandment, to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Each Christian, we have to be able to articulate our VIP. Our VIP is our gospel. God, Jesus Christ, has given the gospel in general, okay? But we have to take it and tailor it to who we are, the gift and talent, our experience, and create and articulate our gospel and break that ceiling of the 20% world and get and lead people into the blue ocean of unrealized and unrecognized world that is waiting to be discovered. So Christians have to really know themselves, you know, and not let the world define us, because that is happening right now. If we don't know ourselves through Jesus Christ, the world is going to define us, and then we're going to be creating golden calves. Golden calves are impotent. They can't change life. They can't transform anybody. But when we create value, as our VIP gospel tells us to, that value is a mystery. It's a brilliant mystery of God that is persuasive and attractive. It has a fragrance of Christ in them. And that's what draws people to us. Okay? And then when they come close to us, then we have the opportunity to give them the answer that's in us with meekness and gentleness.
More of this wisdom in Abraham's book, The VIP Christian. I want to ask you just at the end here, you've been working with Reader's Magnet in getting the book out. What has the experience been like in working with Reader's Magnet on this project?
Oh, my. I love Reader's Magnet. They are people of integrity, okay? And they follow through with what they say they're going to do. They help me. They encourage me, you know, to take this message that I have, that the world needs it. You know, they were so compassionate, you know, and they work with me with all the challenges I have, with schedule, with time, you know, they follow through with their calls. But most importantly, they will help you express your gospel. They will help you take whatever gift you have to take the world. And I think of Paul, I think of, you know, Eric, you know, I think of, you know, many people I've met there. They are people of integrity. I will highly recommend that if you have a story to tell, go to Reader's Magnet. They're going to help you take your story to the world.
Well, they are taking your story to the world. The book is The VIP Christian. Our guest on the program, the author, Abraham Joseph Ajenifuja. I will spell that again, Ajenifuja. Books available at Amazon, the usual places. You can go to readersmagnet.us as well. All of that up on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And Abraham has an excellent website as well, and we'll have that up on the website, abrahamjoseph.co. A lot of great information there. You can order the book as well. So a lot of places, no excuse not to find out more about the book and order a copy for yourself and then share it with some friends, The VIP Christian. Abraham, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us. A beautiful day in the Washington, D.C. area outdoors. Thank you for spending some time with us on the program today.
Thank you very much, Lee, for having me. I'm very grateful.
It has been our pleasure. The VIP Christian, Abraham Joseph Ajenifuja, our guest on the program. His website, abrahamjoseph.co. All that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.